The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
We're in a cathedral of hockey, at least one of the many around North America. It's Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. It's Super Bowl Sunday because there's 85 zillion media here, and the San Jose Sharks are taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs. So nothing much has changed, right, Drew?
It's Toronto, the center of the universe in Canada. The situation with the Maple Leafs is always the most important and most covered and watched and listened to and delved into hockey team on the planet. They are a team that, no matter what, you know, you've got Owen Nolan tonight. Owen Nolan played here, and he knows all about the media here. You are under the spotlight when you are playing for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Whether you're in the lineup or out of the lineup, whether you're doing well or you're not doing well, everything is about the Toronto Maple Leafs in this city.
Even when the Blue Jays are in the World Series, it's about the Maple Leafs, isn't it?
Well, yeah. But, you know, when the Blue Jays and the Raptors, when the Raptors won the championship a few years ago, everybody's talking about the hockey nation turning to a basketball nation. It didn't last long. This is all about the Maple Leafs. They haven't won the Cup since 1967. They've had some good teams, some really good teams, but they can't seem to get it done in the playoffs. This is a team that started out not very well, but they're starting to round their game into form. They've got a big, huge young goaltender who's playing very well his first two games this season so far. So this is going to be a very interesting game. The interesting thing is how it affects the Sharks players, you know, because everybody grows up, even if you're American, Swede, Russian, doesn't matter. You know about the Toronto Maple Leafs. You know about Hockey Night in Canada. You know about playing in the Toronto market for that one game. And it does seem to, well, for the last couple of years with San Jose, it does seem to spark these guys. They play pretty darn well here.
Well, you know what that's related to is that you've got your family and your friends in here. The Sharks have six players from the Toronto metropolitan area that are playing in tonight's game, and they've got three other players who used to play here.
Right.
You know, so they may not have grown up in Toronto. They may not, you know, have anything to do with that. And then you've got a guy like Zach Ostapchuk or Macklin Celebrini who are from the western part of the country. But still, there's this attention on the Maple Leafs. But I think for tonight, people like Ty Dellandrea, Jeff Skinner, if he's in the lineup, Mario Ferraro, who's from King Foley, City, Tyler Toffoli.
Yeah.
So these guys, all their family's going to be in here. So for them, it's like Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals, which is one of the reasons why Toronto's had so much trouble winning in the playoffs, because everybody's charged up to go against them.
Yeah, good point. And that's exactly right. You don't sleep coming into this game. The guys will downplay it because, you know, it's just another game. But at the same time, those guys you mentioned, it's not just another game. And their teammates, being as close as a team as the San Jose Sharks are, they know that this is a game where, you know, this means something for Tyler, means something for Ty, means something for Mario, means something for everybody, obviously. But for those guys, a little extra.
But it means something for the San Jose Sharks after a tough game in Philadelphia where they really didn't have it. The only guy who seemed to have it, at least for much of the game, was Nedeljkovic in goal. He gives them a chance to win. But it was totally the opposite of the game in Carolina where the Sharks were consistent. They were on their toes. They were dictating play in much of the game. And that kind of went away. And it's so mystifying to see that happen to a group.
The inconsistency, right? The inconsistency that they have is the only consistent thing we've seen in the road, really, in the way they play. And that is what Ryan Morsofsky and his staff is trying to get them to understand. There were zero details in their game. But the number one thing Ryan always talks about, and he's right, is the number one thing you got to start with is skating. They weren't moving their feet. They weren't moving together. you know, we talk about being connected all the time because we love that term, and it's a right, it's the right term. But they were so spread out. They were stopped sometimes. They didn't win scrums along the boards. Their work ethic, their details were missing. And when you talk about details, it's things that are totally controllable by you, the individual player, and therefore by everybody. Same thing as an identity. Identity and details pretty much go hand in hand. One is, if you have the details in your game, game in, game out, that becomes your identity. But it's just a matter of you're working, trying to work inside, moving your feet, everybody moving together, making sure you're tracking back, making sure that you're putting the puck in the right place. How many times, Danny, did we see the players try to make plays in front of the defense of the Flyers?
Every time they had the puck.
Exactly. Like, that's not winning hockey. Their details were gone, and it was a matter that the Flyers' details weren't. So tonight, against some very good offensive guys, Nylander, Austin Matthews, Tavares, there's some really good offensive players. Nice, you know, this is a team that can put the puck in the net. If you make plays in front of them, it's coming back, without a doubt, at your goalie.
The weird part about the Maple Leafs for me is, like, here's an example. Austin Matthews this year, and he is a big goal scorer. He has scored one power play goal. I don't understand that at all, but if you look through the entire Maple Leafs lineup, there's a whole passel of Sharks guys that have a lot more power play points than they do. So, you know, I don't want to say it's okay to take penalties tonight, because at some point they're going to wake up. But Toronto, in the last few games, they've got points in, what, four straight? And all the games, they've given up one goal or less. They're playing really good defense.
Yeah, Hildeby has been fantastic. They're playing very good defense. Craig Berube has been trying to get this into their heads for a long time. You can't really outscore your problems. So they play very good defense. Their power play, I'm going to say it, they miss Marner on that power play. Marner was a guy who was a force in that power play. But I think they're kind of overcomplicating things. Like, we know players, they try to do too much and try to pass the puck into the net. By the way, that's the other thing. I think that's going to be a key of mine tonight, is going to shoot the darn puck.
I think so.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But it's not clicking as much as it was. Last year, where their power play was majorly dangerous. Still is, because of the talent. Like you said, you don't want to be... But you certainly does bring up the opportunity to be aggressive, to get after it.
Well, if you have the attitude that you want to play the best for your family and friends in town, you're going to be aggressive. You're going to be fun. I'm anticipating a good game. Last year, there were two shootout games for the Sharks. They won them both. In one of the games, they were down by a couple of goals. I think that was the game here.
Yep.
And then they came back and got the win in the shootout. As I remember, Fabian Zetterlund got the game winner in the shootout.
Yep.
On a pretty big play. But what is it about extra time in this team? I think four of the last five wins the Sharks have, something like that, or either in overtime or in the shootout. They haven't won a regulation game since 2021 against the Maple Leafs, and it's been a while since we've had that kind of success here. So the challenges are definitely there. I'm looking at the other roster, too, and I see Stephen Lawrence, and that's how I'm going to pronounce it. He was a really, really important member of the Sharks the year that was a tough year, because he always has a positive attitude. Now he's a Stanley Cup champion, which is crazy. But tonight, also, Henry Thrun is going to make his Maple Leafs debut against his old team. He's been playing for the Toronto Marlies. He was supposed to be recalled a couple of weeks ago, but they picked up Troy Stetcher on waivers.
Yeah.
And so that experience, that's what they needed. He's a right-handed shot, but they're going to give him a chance to play. I'm looking forward to seeing Henry out there.
Yeah, I talked to Henry. I talked to Steven. They're doing well. Both guys, again, wonderful human beings, got smiles on their face. Steve Lawrence was talking about he said, well, it's good for you guys. You got the young guys going the way, you know, Steven is, right? He's such an upbeat, positive guy. He was talking about how happy he is for everybody in San Jose. Loved his time in San Jose, loved the San Jose Sharks, as did Henry. Both wonderful human beings. And, you know, once a Shark, you're always a Shark. You and I both have a lot of love for those two, because they're terrific young men.
Speaking about love for people, we've got Owen Nolan on the broadcast tonight. He's fired up being in Toronto.
Yeah, well, this is where he's from, right? And, well, Dublin, but then here. One of the greatest Sharks of all time, period. End of discussion. There's no debate on that.
And that's why you got to be listening today. We're on the air at 3:30, just in time for your drive home, Pacific time. The Sharks and the Toronto Maple Leafs at Scotiabank Arena. And it is going to be a fabulous, fabulous show, so make sure you tune in. Until then, that's our morning skate show today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.